The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It is Monday, July 6th, 2020. It is 1 minute after the hour. And it is Monday this time.
It really is Monday.
It really is Monday now. And you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing live here on KTQA LP 95.3 FM. I am Sam.
I am Becky.
And together we are Wild Stallion. No, I am kind of looking forward to that movie.
We are not at all Wild Stallions.
No, we're not. I didn't say it. I gave up early. So now that school's over, I still don't have a stock question for you. So I actually need to take time to think of things to ask you, which is not something I did today because reasons. So
how about I ask you, Sam? You've been working on a few upgrades to the KTQA systems.
Mostly bug fixing here and there. Yeah. We're also doing some environmental conditioning changes at the transmitter site, and that's going much slower than I would like, but it is going, so there's that. I'm probably pushing some code changes tonight, which will get rid of the crashes of playout, which has been a continuing problem. Well, it won't get rid of them, but it is step one on a three-step process that I will hope get rid of a lot of the problems that we occasionally experience in the overnights on playouts.
And we might go so far as to even explain a little bit more, since we've gotten some feedback to say, well, I mean, sometimes there's things like, folks are asking about, you know, well, what are you doing that's causing it to crash? And it's really because you're making a program from scratch in order to be able to bring you KTQA programming.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is the I'm a Unix person, I'm an open source person, and we've committed to using open source software where appropriate for KTQA. And that required writing some software. And I think it's important to say that right now you are listening to the staff of the radio station. While it is phase two, the studio that we use is in our home. And with the increasing number of cases of COVID-19 in Pierce County, while we understand that it's in phase two and businesses are open, we're still kind of keeping KTQA sealed off until social interactions are a little bit more appropriate. And as a result, that means this is the staff. This is what we've got. We've got some tasks that could be done virtually over the internet. If anybody would like to volunteer, I know you've been talking to some people about that.
I have.
Becky's been leading the volunteer effort. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
No, I would not. But I would like to just say that, yeah, if you've got something that, you know, you have a computer and you've got some time on your hands and you feel like, hey, I'm not sure, you know, what I can contribute, but I kind of like poking around on the internet or listening to things, doing some screening. Give us a ring at 330-8821 or, drop us an email, daily@ktqa.org.
Well, I know you've been suggesting training people over the internet in how to use some of the tools that we use to produce the show, which are tools that like a lot of podcasters use, like Audacity and stuff like
that. Yeah, one of the programs that we use is Audacity, and it can be really quite simple with a few hours here and there of a little bit of concerted effort. If you got a mouse, a computer screen, and you're comfortable in a word processing program, it didn't take me too long to do some basic things, and it doesn't take your students too long to pick up on some of those things when you are collaborating with the teachers at Science and Math Institute of Tacoma.
I do Audacity training at SAMI during mini term, but you also are a teacher and teach Audacity, and you're like professional and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been doing it since March, so who knows at this point?
Fair point. But so, I mean, that's kind of what we're up to today.
I hope our listeners have been enjoying some of the station IDs by some of the SAMI students. I've certainly been enjoying listening to a little bit more variety in some of our station IDs and PSAs and announcements and things like that.
Yeah. I like the change of pace. And we have some modifications to the schedule coming up soon as well. And I need to post the schedule online. I keep forgetting to do that. Somebody remind me. Not you. You're reminding me of enough things. One of you guys remind me.
So call the station and say, Sam, post the schedule to the website.
All right. We ready to do the actual briefings?
I think we are.
All right. Go ahead.
State-level updates on COVID-19 are still found online in multiple languages. There's like 100, more than 100 languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials staff the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. That number is 1-800-525-0127. There are interpreters for other languages. You can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline by texting 211-211, and you can do that in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to Washington state-level news, Benton, Franklin, and Yakima counties have been approved to move to a modified Phase 1 to allow for residents to access increased services within their home county instead of traveling to other regions. Starting tomorrow, July 7th, businesses and organizations will be required to turn away customers who are not wearing a mask. That's a bit of a change from how we've been doing it before, if I remember. Businesses that don't comply risk fines or closure. As a reminder, statewide moratorium on residential evictions was extended through August 1st.
We've got some news from schools, appropriate that I'm taking this one. Summer food distribution sites for children and families have been set up all across the state, facilitated mostly by schools and municipalities. You can text food or comida to 877-877 or contact Child Nutrition Services within the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. That phone number is 360-725-6200, or check school websites or social media postings. Most schools are seeking family input for the 2020-2021 school year. Families should check emails from their children's school or visit local school district websites to look for those online surveys and feedback forms. Tacoma Public Schools website has links to the parent survey, as well as advice on how to help children adjust to wearing masks at tacomaschools.org. Clover Park's reopening survey is found at cloverpark.k12.wa.us. And the Federal Way School District and Tacoma Public Schools have links for summer remote learning opportunities on their respective websites at fwps.org and tacomaschools.org.
Moving on to City of Tacoma information, the Tacoma City Council passed a resolution last week urging residents who do not meet exemption criteria to comply with the governor's order to wear face coverings or masks when they are in outdoor or indoor public areas, especially when they cannot maintain a physical distance of 6 feet from others. The Tacoma Public Library has opened book drops on a rotating schedule at various locations across the city. This week, book drops will be open at the Fern Hill, Wheel Lock, and more branches, but patrons should check the website or check the schedule at the tacomalibrary.org website or call 253-292-2001. All returned materials will be quarantined in closed sealed containers for 72 hours, and materials will remain on patrons' accounts until after the quarantine period is over. All materials have been renewed through Tuesday, September 1st, with fines waived. The library is offering a slate of virtual activities and workshops throughout the summer, including summer reading groups, a Pokemon League, cartooning and drawing classes, and children's story time. All right, so they got a Pokemon League, but no Minecraft server.
No, oh, we leave that to you, Sam.
Yeah, right. I lost my place. No, I didn't. Activities are listed at tacomalibrary.org and as events on the library's Facebook page. The library is also collecting stories, photos, artwork, and other creative contributions that document life during the pandemic under the name the Dear Tacoma Project. Individuals can contribute via the link bit.ly/TPL_DearTacoma or see postings on the Tacoma Public Library's Facebook and Twitter pages at Tacoma Public Library. I had to say underscore, which is something I try not to do. Come on, library! The Tacoma City Council's weekly meeting will happen virtually tomorrow, Tuesday, July 7th at 5 p.m., and will be broadcast on Facebook Live, TV Tacoma, at tvtacoma.com, and via Zoom. Written public comments relating to agenda items must be submitted via email to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org before 4 p.m. July kicks off the month when Tacoma celebrates Pride.
Woohoo!
Celebrations have gone virtual this year because of the pandemic. A little less woohoo, but be safe. This week's events include a Pride flag raising at the Tacoma Dome, an LGBTQ-affirming proclamation at the City Council meeting, community awards, a virtual Pride parade, and drive-through HIV testing. More information is found online at tacomapride.org.
Speaking of testing sites, we, of course, are mostly interested in COVID-19 testing, and there are numerous free testing sites throughout our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. Here in Pierce County, you should visit tpchd.org/COVID test. TPCHD stands for Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So again, that's tpchd.org/COVID test. Patients can also call their health care providers for tests. In general, patients should arrive at testing sites wearing face coverings and expect the process to take about 15 minutes. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour turnaround time.
All right, sounds like I was saying bad things about the library. I'm totally not. Actually, the Tacoma Public Library does some really awesome stuff.
And throughout the whole closures and throughout the pandemic, there's been some really cool things.
Like you've interviewed somebody at the library.
We interviewed already. Marisa Buss from Tacoma Public Libraries.
Yeah.
As well as an individual from Pierce County Library System. And anyone in Tacoma or Pierce County can get any of those online logins, right? You can get like an e-card to access a lot of the different online services and streaming and audio content and things like that. And then through the YouTube channels, there's just like really fun story time and different kind of virtual workshops and things like that.
So I will say, if the library wants to run a Minecraft server, hey, give me a call.
we'll be on it.
I'm not joking. That's a thing I know how to do. Anyway, because, you know, I play a little Minecraft now and again. And it's how I relax. One of the ways in which I relax. Anyway.
It's one of the ways that, people can relax. Cause we're saying, hey, you know, this is a stressful time. So do things that keep you connected with others, even virtually. And something like an online game playing platform can be really a fun way to stay connected with someone.
Yeah. I didn't really want to spend time talking about, I didn't want to say bad things at the library, so I hope that makes it clear that I'm not saying bad things about the library.
Now, KTQA loves Tacoma libraries.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of really nice people over there. They're just fantastic folks. Like I said, there should be, okay. We might have outage live again. Remember that a few months ago when I tried to push a software update and it just cratered and we had to run the whole station from here for like several hours while I fixed it?
I do remember that. I don't know how many of our, Night Owl listeners might remember that as well. But hopefully you won't, sense too much of a disruption.
Yeah, hopefully tonight, because it's usually what happens is when I push a software update, it's completely transparent, which is why I generally don't mention them on the daily briefing. If it goes wrong, then fun things happen. And fun and weird, unexpected things are one of the things that make community radio so interesting. I mean, isn't it interesting when you're listening to something on the air or watching something on TV and it goes slightly wrong and people have to ad lib? Isn't that fun?
Oh, it's totally fun.
I always thought it was. I mean, I know you think it's fun because you spend half your time on YouTube watching news bloopers.
I have such an appreciation for all of the public speakers who end up with feet in their mouth and blooping all over the place.
Yeah.
But truly, I have a super special place in my heart for you because I am there with you.
I'm liking the feedback. I'm liking that people are noticing that KTQA is out there. I like helping people. You know, I like that we're serving the community. So please keep the feedback coming. But that's all the time we've got for the update today. You can dial 311, and that will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org. And you can call us or text us at 253-330-8821. We will talk to you on Wednesday. I think that went well.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.